White, W.C. White, Mary. Healdsburg, California, February 17, 1885. Dear children, Willie and Mary, yesterday I received a draft from Smouse for $800. $800? What had I better do with it? Use it to do something for health retreat? Let me know. Send word to St. Helena, Crystal Springs. I think now that something ought to be done there. Brother Staines feels more cheerful. He has felt, he told us, very lonely at the health retreat, as though he were watched and disliked because he wanted to keep the Institute things together. Will you tell me how many tools were purchased with my money? All that is credited to me by Brother Rogers is one axe and one wheelbarrow, which has been common property. All who live there just feel that the Institute must carry them. Well, something must be done to set things right. While Brother Staines stays, he should have words spoken, giving him some authority to speak and act. Now Brother Hicks comes to the barn. No one was there, but he takes a bag of feed to his home. Brother Staines asked him why he did so. Well, he said he was out. He must have some, and he took it. Brother Staines sent down to Vallejo to get this feed 50 cents cheaper than at St. Helena. He told him he must replace it. There is such carelessness, borrowing and carrying away tools without saying, "May I have them?" The families of St. John's are expecting to be carried, accommodated, in all things by the health retreat. This is not right. I do hope Brother Staines will try it a little longer and will be able to stay. But at all events, Henry Wallace is needed just now to work with him. Can write no more. Mother, write me at once. Tomorrow we go to health retreat.